Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Brethren, I trust that you are having a great day. And I trust that as I share these devotions with you and you share with others, that you be blessed by receiving and blessed by sharing. May these devotions serve to help somebody out there who no doubt may be going through what I'll share today. In the last devotion, I read for you the second stanza of the song that Ron Hamilton wrote. The title of the song is Molding a Masterpiece. He said in verse number 3, Heavenly Father, sometimes I question your way. Why do you ask me to mold simple pieces of clay? Give me eyes to see the future, though it's hidden from my view. Give me compassion as I am molding a treasure for you. I'm molding a masterpiece, a work of great beauty. I'm molding a masterpiece. My labor's not done. A trophy, a treasure of worth beyond measure. I'm molding a masterpiece of love. What a song. Molding a masterpiece. And my last devotion, I close by briefly sharing with you another type of abuse, which I call psychological abuse. This comes from causing fear by intimidation. We make people timid, afraid, threatening physical harm to self. Sometimes the mate loves the other one so well that they don't want to see anything done to him or to her. And then because one knows that, one threatens, one causes fear, one causes intimidation just by threatening to harm him or herself. It is a foolish thing for one to think of harming him or herself. It is a foolish thing for one to think of taking his or her own life. It is foolish. I know there's some people when they're in love, they love strong. And when they cannot get their way, when the other person said, I'm not in love with you anymore, some people just cannot take that and they go and do harm to themselves. If you're thinking of such harm, stop it. God will make a way. He will bring you through whatever you're going through. And then threatening physical harm to children. We see a lot of this in other parts of the world where children are kidnapped from one parent or from both parents at times. And the parent feels that so much. Don't know where the child is, don't know what's going on in the child's life, don't know if the child living or dead. And they threaten that physical harm to children and cause the other partner abuse psychologically. Then we talk about threatening physical harm to the partner. A woman threatened to harm her husband. A husband threatened to harm his wife. A concubine threatened to harm her boyfriend and vice versa. And one of the things they also do is they cause destruction of property or pets. When they're upset, they would take something and a pet is wrong and would hit that pet as hard as they can. And property. Sometimes you come home and you meet the furniture all broken up in pieces because somebody got angry and started smashing up dishes and stuff like that. These things are not to be. Now, what are some of the scriptures that address abuse? I want you to listen to these carefully. In the book of Judges, chapter 19 and verse number 25, look how this woman was abused. But the men would not hearken to him. The man took his concubine to someone he lay with and brought her forth unto them. And they knew her and abused her all the night until the morning. And when the day began to spring, they let her go. My God, I could only imagine what she went through with them until morning came. And then Psalms 55 verse 4 to 8 says, my heart is so pained within me The terrors of death are falling upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then will I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Oh, so depressed, wanting to get away, wanting to run. And there are many in the homes today, if they knew of a safe place that they could run and get to, they would. They should not be. Proverbs 6, 16 and 19, six things that the Lord hates. Yea, seven are abomination unto him, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and a heart that devises wicked imagination, feet that be swift running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that sweareth discord among the brethren. We could continue reading, and there are a number of scriptures. Let me just share some more with you. How about Proverbs 15:4? A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Chapter 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Malachi chapter 2, verse 16. For the Lord thy God, the God of Israel, said that he hated putting away, for one covered violence with his garment, said the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, that ye deal not treacherously. The man Ezekiel, he had some things to say, and I've copied two of his verses. In chapter 22 of Ezekiel, in verse 11 and 21, and one had committed abomination with his neighbor's wife, and another had lewdly defiled his daughter-in-law, and another indeed had humbled his sister, his father's daughter. Yea, I will gather you, and blow upon you in the fire of my wrath, and ye shall be melted in the midst thereof. God is looking, and God is seeing all that is going on among man today. Paul wrote to the Romans, and he too had some things to say about this. He said, their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongue, they have used deceit, and poison of asp is under their lips. He said, their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Boy, they can go somewhere and make mischief. But destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. That's why they behave like they behave. Ephesians 5, 22 and 23, wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. But if any provide not for his own, especially for those of your own house, he hath denied the faith, and is worse than an infidel. Then them that sin rebuke before all, that others may also fear. Now, I believe I need to come back and read 1 Timothy 5, 8 and 20 again. But if any provide not for his own, if a man out there profess that he's a Christian and he's not providing for his household, especially for those of his own house, he had denied the faith and worse than an infidel. He said, them that sin rebuke before all, that others may fear. These are the days no one wants to be corrected. These are the days you got to be so careful correcting people, because others get upset when you seek to do that which is right. He reminds us, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep, and let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. The husband headship is not a role of unquestionable authority. He can't do what he wants, when he wants, how he wants, to whom he wants, and has no one to answer to. It's not that role of unquestioned authority. to which you are to be blinded to obedience. The husband role is a model based on Christ. He's our perfect example. And as a husband, I want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ and make my family all that God would do through me for them. I trust that as you share these devotions, someone listening will be helped and that life at home will be better. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God make His face to shine upon you. This I ask in the name of our only Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.